We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program great friend of the show who had some big news of his own today after 40 years at the Portland Press Herald, Mike Lowe, hanging it up later on in the springtime. Mike, congratulations.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Rich. I'm a little, I don't know what to do. I'm your leadoff batter today. I've never been in this position before in the lineup.
Well, look, you're the big story of the day. Mike Lowe's getting done. That is a changing of the guard in Maine sports media.
Yeah, well, we need it. Believe me. I it's funny. I was thinking the other day when I started here, I was dictating stories on the phone at a payphone to someone in the office. Now I write the story on my phone if I have to. So that's where we've gone.
Now, what was the plan? Did you intend to spend 4 decades at the same paper?
I did not. I came here from the Concord Monitor in New Hampshire. My wife's father was born and raised in Belfast, Maine. And so it was kind of nice that we were coming back, and he was thrilled and everything. And I figured, 5-10 years, and then move on to a bigger paper. That's usually the way it is, And 5 years became 20 years, 20 became 30, 30 became 40. I grew to love the state. I grew to love telling the stories of the people of the state. And, my kids got into a great school system here in Saco, and we had great neighbors, a great neighborhood. All the kids grew up together, and we just never left, and we've never regretted not leaving. It's been a wonderful career and a wonderful life.
Now, you tweeted about this earlier today. You're going to be hanging around because you want to cover the high school basketball tournament one more time because, I think readers would say this as well, you cover that tournament the way it needs to be covered, honoring the young athletes and showing what this event does for communities all around the state.
It's an amazing, amazing 2 weeks. It really is. It's where maybe you haven't seen your neighbor in 6 months because it's been so cold or whatever. And then all of a sudden they're all there. Everyone's there, especially when the small schools play, it's like the entire town comes to see these games. And I'm sorry, a buck's in the background with a bone. If you hear some rumbling there, it means so much to people. And people say, well, sports shouldn't mean that much. It should, because it's about the achievements of the kids. And listen, there are winners and there are losers. And if it's done right, if the coach is coaching right and everything is done right, the kids who are losing these championships are learning some valuable lessons. It's just an amazing experience to watch these kids play and to just see the excitement. I've been at games where I can't hear myself think. The mm-hmm. crowd is, the noise is just so loud. The cheering is just so loud of what's going on. Some spectacular moments.
Well, and look, most of these kids have no illusion that they're going to play in the NBA or even beyond high school, but they're playing because they're representing their community and their school, and it becomes a generational thing. You can look up from the court and look into the stands and see parents and grandparents and great-grandparents who did the same thing when they were 16, 17.
Well, I'm covering kids of kids I covered when I first got here.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, it's funny because I've talked to kids who won state championships, and two come to mind, Emily Esposito of Gorham, who went on to play for us at Villanova, and now she's at Boston University, and Anna DeWolf of Greeley, who's now playing at Fordham. And when I talked to them about what it meant to win a state championship, what they said was it meant everything to be there to do it with their friends. Mm-hmm. They said we'll go on and we're going to play in college and that's great and everything and we're excited about that. But we'll never have this experience again. These are the kids. These are the friends that I started hanging out with when I was in third grade, first grade. And here we are. We won a state championship together, and this means everything to them. And that's the bond of high school sports. That's what it does. And I'll tell you a story. Back in the late 1980s, I was covering a high school football game Aldoich and Beach and Trape. And they were both 8-1 at the time. The winner was going to go to the playoffs, and the loser wasn't. And so at Trape's, down in Kittery at Memorial Field, they used to have this big tower next to the press box. It was a rickety thing. And I used to like to watch the games from up there because you had a great view. And the only other person up there was the cameraman for Trape. So the game's going on. Great game. Aldoich Beach scores with under 2 minutes left to go ahead, 12 to 7. And then they kick the ball off, and Trape gets the ball. Not a good return. They're inside the 50. They drive down. They score the touchdown to win the game with like 5 seconds left. And the crowd's going crazy, and the tower's rocking. And I looked over. I get choked up when I say this. And the cameraman is crying.
Oh.
And he says to me, "That's my boy."
Oh.
Quarterback.
Oh,
that's
man.
My boy.
Now I'm crying.
That's why I do what I do.
Well, and you have done it so well, Mike, and celebrated the stories of those young people. And I know you've covered all kinds of different beats from UMaine
and the
Patriots, but I always got the sense that what meant the most to you was telling the stories of the young people.
It does, because it's at the heart of everything we do here. You know, it's nice that I was able to cover the Patriots 20 years, and I got a first row seat to the rise of Tom Brady and the dynasty and everything. But, UMaine, I got to see their first national hockey championship, and I had the great honor of great pleasure of covering that fantastic football team that went to the national semifinals and everything. And I've got to cover the Portland Pirates, and they won a Calder Cup championship their first year. But, you know, going back to that moment, Elroy Moulton was the man's name, and his son was Sean Moulton. And that's at the heart of everything. You know, I want to tell their stories. I want people to know that these are people in your community that, you know, that they care about you, and you should care about them. And you know, they give them their best every moment. And that's something, you know, professional athletes, I don't know if you can say that all the time, that you get their best every game. You know, it's every season's a long season. But the high school kids, they have 18 basketball games to prove their worth, and then a tournament. You know, then another four games in the tournament. And it's just very special to be able to talk to these people and tell their stories. And that's what it's always been for me.
You know, Mike, this is Bruce. I want to say something to really appreciate the way you always treated me. You'd call me every spring. We'd talk about track for a little bit, and we'd see who was going to be good, who wasn't going to be good. When I had a bad moment in my career, there were a lot of people in the media that were not particularly kind. You were right there because you knew it was about the kids. And I'm sorry you're retiring. I appreciate everything you ever did, but I will always wish you the best.
Thank you, Bruce. Listen, bad things happen. You know, not everything is going to be perfect, but, you know, I've always believed you want to, you know, talk about the best of people, and that's what I've tried to do.
You know, we're so lucky, Mike, because for a fairly small state, I think about the people that I've run into along the way in our business, whether it's radio or television or newspapers, and there have been some remarkable talents here. Who are some of the people who've you've enjoyed working with or have influenced you along the way?
Let's start right up in Bangor. I mean, Larry Mahoney, he's the man up there. I mean, Larry knows more about sports in this state than I'll ever know. He is a fantastic resource. He's a great friend. He really is. And then there's Travis Lisacek, who just joined our staff. He's been in Central Maine for 22 years. And he's I'll tell you what, he's a great writer. He's going to really step in and do a great job. Steve Soloway, who was a columnist for many years. He was my traveling partner. He went to the Patriots games, and he went everywhere we traveled together. And it was really funny. We were kind of like a Mutt and Jeff situation. I was a straight man all the time, he always said, and we had great times together. We saw great moments together. To tell you the truth, he may have been the best writer I ever worked with, because he saw things that I'd never saw in a game. And he was able to explain it all in his columns. Barry Zwerluga, who only worked with us for a short time, 2 or 3 years. He's now with the Washington Post, and he's an incredible columnist for them. He's at the Olympics right now. Extremely talented. Jerry Krasnick, Steve Buckley. I've learned from all of them because, you know, I've read their stuff. I've seen how they interact with the people they're talking to when they're interviewing them. You know, see what words they used. You know, Tom Chard, who retired several years back for us. You know, he set a high bar for the coverage of high school sports. He knew everybody in the state, and he had their phone numbers. You know. And he could call them at any moment and get a story from them. It was fantastic. You know, when I got here, Dick Doyle was still covering.
Oh yeah,
the Press Herald.
Yep.
And I learned a lot from him about, you know, just how he set up his game stories and stuff. It was, you know, you learn from everybody. You know, Steve Craig, who's with us now. I think he's a really underrated writer. He's a dogged reporter, and he's very good. And you learn from each other. There's still so many. The guys in Lewiston, Will Kramlich, and Drew Bonifon in Central Maine. They're all so good. I think Maine is a very lucky state to have so many good, you know, sports writers. And then, you know, down here for television, you know, I don't see your TV stations, but, you know, Dave Eade and Travis Lee down here are magnificent in what they do for high school sports. So, Maine is very lucky to have, especially the high school coverage that mm-hmm. they get from, it's not just the newspapers, but from the television stations too.
Now, you've said you're gonna take it easy. You're not gonna jump into anything. You don't want to write for a while. You've earned a rest. But I was fascinated by this. You talked about some major league ballparks you haven't been to. How many are on that list that you haven't been able to make it to yet?
Everyone that we haven't made it to. I'll tell you where we've been. We've been to City Field. We've been to Nats Stadium, Nationals Washington. We've been to Yankee Stadium. We've been to Fenway, of course. We loved, you know, we've been to Toronto, and I think that's it. So we got a lot of stadiums to see. And the first up is what the plan is at some point, do the Cincinnati Pittsburgh route, because I hear those are the two fantastic ballparks that are magnificent, and we need to see them. Those will be the first two that we go to.
Well, and I'm sure Buck is pretty happy too, to have his buddy around more.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He keeps me busy, I'll tell you that. He's by my side all the time. And, we enjoy three, four walks a day. And, you know, when I'm writing, he just likes to lay next to me and just be there. So that's where he is right now. And we're watching Mookie for the week as well, my son's dog. My son and his wife are on their delayed honeymoon. So we're watching Mookie until early next week. And the two of them get along great, Mookie and Buck. So that's fantastic.
Well, Mike, congratulations on an amazing career and all the great work you've done. We appreciate all the time you've spent with us through the years. Always enjoy seeing you at games, whether it's home or on the road. And, hey, hope you'll come back and visit with us once in a while, even if we would just talk comic books and movies.
That's, you know, that'd be fine with me. I like both of those. I'm still working on that collection. So, and we're getting there. I'll have to cut back a little bit on the older ones. But no, I appreciate you having me on as much as you have, Rich. It's been a great, you know, pleasure of mine to join you and talk with you and to see you at games. And just you're one of the sports guys that Maine is lucky to have as well. Believe me.
I appreciate it. Mike, thank you so much. Good luck to you. Thanks for being with us today, and enjoy those last couple of months.
I will. Take care, Rich.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Mike Lowe of the Portland Press Herald.
I'm going to miss him.
Oh, great writer, better person.
Yeah, absolutely.